Thank you for being lenient with me for not wearing my normal suit and tie on Sundays. But several of you know we have been displaced from our house. And it's kind of feeling good to me like this, though. I'm not sweating quite as much. But thank you for being with me, because we're living in the camper out front out here. It is an amazing camper. Thank the Lord for it and for God providing us a place to stay on the property. But as I told y'all at our house, we have a huge walk-in closet, and over 3/4 of it belongs to my wife. And in the camper, I have a 1-foot by 12-inch, 1-foot by 1-foot closet. And half of it belongs to my wife. So I got to wear the same clothes over and over and over again. So y'all be praying for us, and hopefully this week we should have some contractors at our house, and hopefully with the insurance company squaring up and getting us back where we need to be again. Dream, believe, and survive with God. And boy, I'm telling you what, man, Satan's been attacking, but I don't know when he's going to learn that he's not going to rob our joy. I don't know when he's going to learn that he can put all the attacks on and bring all the stuff he wants to bring against us, which he's bringing several, but it's not going to do him no good. I'm still going to smile. We're still going to be happy. We're still going to love each other, and we're closer than ever because we sleep on a double bed. Amen. So God is, I don't know what he's thinking. He has a way of bringing your family close together in times like this. We used to be in 2,100 square feet. We're now in 21 square feet, but it's amazing. It's amazing. He'll learn. He's not going to rob us of our joy. You know, that we're going to get through this, and God's going to get the honor and glory. You know, he even tried to put a kidney stone in me, but that didn't work either. You know, thank the Lord for an angel called Amanda. Where's she at in Ernie? You know, thank the Lord they were close by, you know, that come and help me out. And let me just tell you something. If you ever need to get into a hospital quickly, dress up like you're a nurse, and you can get right on in. They thought Amanda worked over there, and she didn't. But when they seen Amanda dressed up like that, man, within 2 minutes, I was in the nurse, and I was in the room, and I had a doctor in there. They never asked, so she never told. I had an amazing service, an amazing day, you know. So it's amazing. If you really want something that your loved one is sick, just have your other spouse dress up as a nurse and go in, and you get all kind of service. I'm telling you. Amazing. Amazing. Dream, believe, and survive with God. Daniel chapter 6 is where we're going to be. Let's go to the Lord in prayer again. Our Father and our God, we thank you, Lord, that we can dream and we can believe. And Lord, that when all else seems to be crumbling around us, the Lord, that we can live and survive in you. And Lord, we thank you for that. And we see that demonstrated today in the story of the book of Daniel, the Lord, and what Daniel went through and the plots that were against him. But Lord, how you conquered him, how he came out alive and well on the other side. And Lord, we know that you got great and mighty things in store for us, the Lord. And we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the sweet spirit in this place. Thank you for the excitement in here this morning that we have felt with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God being here. Thank you for being here, Lord. Father God, we ask you to bind up Satan, cast him outside of here, cast him away from our family and friends, the Lord, and bind him up and keep him at bay, and let just the presence and the sweet spirit of the Lord have freedom to move and work in our lives today. Father, as your word goes forward today, may it accomplish that which is pleasing and honoring to you. Father, may we not just be doers or hearers of your word, but may we be doers, the Lord. May we apply it to our life that we can carry it out and share it with others that are in need of Jesus. Lord, bless your word and the reading of your word today. We give it to you. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Daniel chapter 6, and we're going to read the whole chapter so we can understand the whole story about Daniel here. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 1. It said, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was the first of the princesses that might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because of an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel. They sought out to trip him up. They sought out to find something against him. And it's amazing. you know, that people today, when you're living a life for the Lord, man, Satan wants to find something against you. Somebody wants to find something against you to trip you up. It said Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find an occasion or fault against him. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. And all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains have counseled together to establish a royal statute and to make firm a decree. That whosoever shall ask a petition of any god other or man for 30 days, save thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius, sign the writing and the decree. Now, when Daniel knew this. He says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God and did as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall have a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petitions three times a day. The king, when he heard these things, was sore displeased with himself, set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king, and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, the king knew who was the true God. The king knew who was the true Lord. It said that the king spake in this verse unto Daniel and said, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone, yeah, I had one of them. Whew, they felt good this week. Said, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him. And his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went haste into the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut up the lion's mouth, that he have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had a mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, that peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. And he delivereth the rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who had delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus of Persia. When I look at this and I thought about this, I thought about dream, believe, and survive with God. So many times things come against us. So many times people might come against you, families or whatever, coworkers or whatever. But my friends, if you stay strong in the Lord, you stay focused on Him, it doesn't matter what you're going through. My friend, God will show up on the scene. You can survive in the Lord. There's many of things that, you know, this world wants us to put our trust in today. But my friends, they won't last. It's a temporal trust. You can have an eternal trust when you put it in the Lord. He will work these things out for us. Dream, believe, and survive with God. There is a price to pay if you are a person that desires to live a holy life. There is a price to pay. Listen to me. The devil doesn't care about you living a holy life. The devil doesn't care that you are living a life for the Lord. He doesn't care. And I can tell you something. When you're living a life for Him, He doesn't bother you. But the moment you make Jesus Lord of your life and you start living for the Lord, that's when He's going to come and attack you. That's when He's going to come against you. That's when He's going to flood your house. That's when He's going to give you a kidney stone. That's when He's going to come against you. That's when He's going to fight the battle with you. Just as He did with Job. Just as He did with Daniel. Just as He did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Just as He did with those other folks in the Bible that we learned and have read about. When they stood up for the Lord. When they took a stance to serve Him. That's when Satan began to attack them. That's when he went to the Lord and asked permission to do what all he did with Job. He said, what about Job? Have you considered him? He's a righteous man. Have you considered there's none like Job? Oh, the attacks came. Oh, he lost everything that he had, but he remained faithful and true to the Lord. It might come against you and me. We might lose everything we have, but we need to be like Job. We need to remain faithful in the Lord. And in the end, Job was blessed more than he ever was in the beginning. Stay faithful to the Lord. Stay faithful in Him. If you're taking notes, I want you to look at these passages with me again. Number one, Daniel's position and preference in the court of King Darius. Daniel's position and preference in the court of King Darius. Look back with me at verses 1 through 3. It said it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princesses. He had set them out. He said, I need 120 men. I need 120 of them to take care of the affairs of the country. He said, which should be over the whole kingdom. He said, and over these, I need three presidents, of whom Daniel was one of the first that was picked, that the princes might give accounts unto them, that everybody's going to answer, all these other 120 or whatever are going to answer back to the three presidents that we're going to set up here, that they might give an account unto them, and the king should have no damage. It said, then this Daniel was preferred above all, preferred above the presidents and the princesses, because of an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. So we see right here, we see the position that Daniel is in. Daniel's in an amazing arena. Here the king is that set aside, he wanted 120 men. Then he says, I want three presidents, that all these others will speak unto them. And Daniel was one of the ones that was preferred in that. It said the reason he was preferred of that, because he had an excellent spirit that was within him. And I remember about the positions of the Lord. It tells us Daniel's position, when I thought about that, was a God-given position. It tells us in Psalms 100 and verse 3. In Psalms 100 and verse 3, it says this. It says, know you that the Lord, He is what? Know you that the Lord, He is God. It is He that made who? It's He that made us and not we ourselves. It's He that made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. It's the Lord that makes us. It's the Lord that created us. It's the Lord that puts us in the positions that He chooses for us to work in. It's God's anointing upon us. It's God that chose Daniel and put an excellent spirit in Daniel to make Daniel a leader and a king in his country and in his courts. It's God that did that. Daniel's preference was he was preferred over all the rest because of an excellent spirit that was in him. It was probably the same spirit that they saw in Peter and in John in Acts 4:13. In Acts 4:13 it says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." Wouldn't it be something that if all of us in here today, when we walked out here and we got out into the world and we lived a life that was pleasing and honoring to the Lord, that people would look at us and they would marvel and they would say to themselves, "They've been with the Lord. They've been with Jesus." You could tell they've been with the Lord. Wouldn't it be exciting to have that excellency of the Spirit of God in us, that when we walked out into our community, that people would marvel and they would look at us and they would know that we've been with the Lord. We can have that. The Lord wants you to have that. He wants you to experience that today. He wants you to be a Daniel today. I encourage you, you can do it in the Lord. You can be a Daniel in the Lord. You can have that spirit in the Lord. You can have that spirit of excellency in you today. If you allow the Lord to take over your life, if you allow the Lord to take control of you, if you stay studied up and prayed up and in fellowship and tune with him, you can have that same excellency of spirit. You can have that same thing as Peter and John had. You can have that boldness in the Lord that people will marvel at and take notice of and say, "Truly, they've been with the Lord." You can have that same thing today. I encourage you to do so and let the Lord take control of your life. Number two, not only did Daniel have a position and a preference in the court of King Darius, but number two, the envy, the malice, and the plot of the enemies against him. Anytime that you're doing anything in the profitable in the ministry, you're going to have people come against you. You're going to have folks that plot against you. You're going to have enemies that come against you. You're going to have Satan to come against you to try to trip you up and rob you of your joy. Understand that. And that's a good thing, because when them attacks come, you must be doing something right for the Lord. You must be doing something right for the Lord, or you wouldn't be attacked, my friend. If you're not attacked, you must be running in the same direction as Satan himself. But when you do something profitable in the ministry and you're trying to live a godly life, you're going to experience attacks. You're going to experience envy. People are going to envy you. You're going to experience malice. All that's going to come against you. Look at verse 4 and 5. It said, "Then the presidents and the princes," what did they do? "They sought to find occasion." Isn't that pitiful? They sought out. They sought out to find an occasion. They sought out to find an excuse to silence Daniel. They sought out to get Daniel and make his life miserable. And people, I'm telling you today, will do the same thing today to you and me. They are seeking out. They're seeking out to find a reason. They want to find fault in you. They want to be able to point their little bony finger at you. But when they do, tell them, "Hey, brother, there's three and a thumb coming back at you, so watch who you're pointing at." Amen, because I'm a child of the King. What about you? And just as God delivered Daniel, he's going to deliver me out of your mouth as well. Oh, listen to me. Oh, listen. They're going to find fault against you. And it says, so they sought out in verse 4. They sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could not find no occasion or fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Here he is, the enemy, listen to me, will attack you. They will seek out and sought out to find occasion against you. They will try to plot against you. They will try to devise a plan and a tactic to get you beat down and to sidetrack you and to get you off course. But I'm here to tell you, just as Daniel did, Daniel knew what law and decree the king signed. But it did not stop him from praying three times a day to the Lord that could deliver him. And people all sought out to find you and sought out to find occasion against you. But don't stop being faithful to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He will deliver you. He will deliver you. They sought out. They plotted against him. They tried to put up a device, a plan, and tactic to get him beat down. In 1 Peter 5:8, It says this: be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Satan is after you, walking about. He wants to devour you. He tells us in Psalms 38:12. He said, they also that seek after my life, they lay snares for me. And they that seek me, seek my hurt, speak mischievous things, and imagine deceits all the day long. There's people that'll work all day long trying to get after you. People that seek out to find occasion against you, to find fault against you. They get on their phone, they get on the email, they get on their Facebook. They have a whirlwind of things going on to try to damage you, to ruin your name, to stifle you, to get you to shut up and to get you silenced. But my friend, that just makes us want to get louder for Jesus. Amen. Louder for him. They seek out, and it's a shame that they seek out to do this all the day long. They ain't got nothing better to do. It says, I've always heard idle hands are the devil's workshop. And I get on there and try to ruin your life and make your misery and miserable. And it said in Psalms 91:3, it says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Turn him over to the Lord. And let him take care of them. He'll deliver you from those that are pestilence and those that are aggravating you. He'll turn them over to him, man. Don't worry about them. Sick the Lord on them. They can't stand it. It's not scriptural. It says pray for your enemies. Pray for those that mistreat you. Pray for those that despise you. That they heaped coals of fire upon their head. Some of them ought to have a burning head if you pray for them. And when their head starts burning and they got a temperature of 103, maybe they'll think about what they've done. I'll get it later on. Oh, listen to me. Pray for them. Pray for them. Sick the Lord on them. Revelation 2:10 says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And he shall have tribulation 10 days. Thank the Lord the kidney stone lasted 7 hours. Not 10 days. I'd be dead by now. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Be thou faithful unto death, and he will give thee a crown of life. Give it to the Lord. Those that seek malice and plot against you and devise tactics and plans to come against you, just as they did Daniel, turn it over to the Lord. In Psalm 62, I shared this with our Sunday school teachers today. In Psalm 62, in verse 1, it says, truly, my soul waited upon God. For him cometh my salvation. Give it to the Lord. Wait upon him. Let the Lord take care of it. That's where it cometh from, our salvation. And then he said in verses 5-8, he said, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock. Oh yeah, I passed it. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I said, God has a sense of humor. In both messages I did today talked about a rock and a stone. Amen. God is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation, my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him part of the time. Trust in him just when you need to. What does it say? Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is your refuge for us. Selah, put it in the Lord's hands. Trust in him. Let him encourage you. Let him build you up. Let him give you the strength to endure, to make it through this life. Number 3, Daniel had a pure heart. Daniel had a pure heart. They could not find occasion or fault in Daniel in any way, shape, or form. Look back at verse 4 and 5 with me again. It said, then the president sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion or fault. For as much he was faithful, neither was there error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Here they were. Daniel had a pure heart. They seen this. They could not find any fault or occasion against him because he was faithful. He was a man of a pure heart. In 1 John 3:3, it says this. It said, and every man that hath this hope in him, what? purifieth himself, even as he is pure. They couldn't find no fault in Daniel. They couldn't find an occasion in him because he had a pure heart in the Lord. You and I can experience that same thing in Jesus. He wants us to experience that in him. If we would just give our heart and life to him, we can experience the same thing Daniel was experiencing here. We can have that pure heart in him. In James 3:17 it said, but the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure, then peaceable, then gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And then he tells us in Philippians 4:8, he said, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, and there be any praise, think on these things. And then he tells us in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not but I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We cannot live a pure life within ourselves. The only way that you and I will live a life of purity is through Jesus and him alone. The only way we can live a pure life is let the Lord take control of our life. Let the Lord come into our heart. Let him take control of our mind. Let him take control of our ears, our mouth, our heart. Let him bring our bodies under total submission and power of the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. And when we bring our bodies under submission to him, when we bring our bodies under submission to the Holy Spirit of God, my friends, and we get in God's word, we read it, we stay prayed up and studied up and have fellowship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, it's then that you can live a pure life. It can be done, my friends. It can be done in Jesus, in Christ, in him alone, my friends. It's where we have purity. It's in him alone. When we ask him to be our Lord and Savior, that Jesus shed his blood for us, it covers the multitude of sin. And when the God is looking down at us, my friend, he no longer can see the sin in your life and my life. He can't look upon sin. He looks upon the blood of Jesus and counts us worthy and pure for all eternity. My friends, when we give it to him, you can live a pure life in the Lord. But outside of him, you can't live it, my friends, yourself. We can't live a pure life within ourselves. But if we let Jesus live in us, all things are possible. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is of the world. You can live a pure life in Jesus. He wants you to live a pure life in him. I encourage you. You can do that. You can be a Daniel. You can do it. If you put your faith and trust in the Lord, you can do it. Oh, not only that, not only did Daniel have a pure heart, but if you take notes, the decree that obtained against prayer for 30 days, I want us to look at that in verse 6 and 9. Daniel, they could not find an occasion against him. They could not find fault against him. So then they put out a plot. They said, we'll get him one way or another. Look at verses 6 through 9. It said, then these presidents and princes, they assembled together. Here they come. They got their little group. Here they come together. Ying, ying, ying. You ever had a group come against you? You ever have one start out here, one start out here, and ying, ying, ying? I said, sometimes I feel like a dead tree and I got a bunch of woodpeckers sitting there pecking on it. It ain't going to do no good. You know, well, it ain't going to work, you know, but they get a group, and they think because of group, we got more in number, we're going to get boldness now. We're going to be Superman. We're going to come and take the pastor out. Amen, Brother Leroy. But I got somebody that's bigger than him. His name's Jesus. Amen. And I'm praying for you. Y'all get that later. All right, then these presidents and the princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom and the governors and the princes and the counselors, my lands and the captains, and they all consulted together to establish the royal statute. Can I just say something? All of everybody in the whole world can consult together, but it ain't going to matter when you're a child of the king and you're doing God's way. They can bring them together. They consult together. But God's still God, and he's on the throne. Amen. And it doesn't matter how much they plot against you. It doesn't matter how much they plot against me. It ain't going to be worth a hill of beans when it comes to God's eyes and God's kingdom. So let them plot. Turn it over to the Lord and turn them over to the Lord. Oh, listen to me. They said, and the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains, they've consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree. And whosoever shall ask the petition of any god or man for 30 days, save thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish this decree and sign the writing. That didn't even work for him when it come to Daniel, did it? They signed it and established the writing, and it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which alter not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing of the decree, and they signed it. The decree was attained against prayer for 30 days. People will oppose and seek occasion against anyone that takes a stand for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They will come against you. You can rest assured on that. When you take a stand and you're going to be accounted for as a Christian man, men, women, boys, and girls, when you take a stand for Christ, you can rest assured opposition is going to come. You can rest assured people are going to set out to try to destroy you and ruin you. They're going to plot together. They're going to gather the counselors and the priests and everybody else and the king and all that. They're going to gather them together, and they're going to even try to write up a petition and maybe even get you out of there. But don't worry about it. Jesus is going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. Jesus has got it under control. Turn it over to him. Don't worry about it. But do not compromise the word of God. Do not compromise yourself as a Christian man and woman for nobody or nothing. Stay strong in the Lord. Don't compromise. Daniel's, in the next one, Daniel's continence and consistency in his prayer, we found in verse 10 and 11. It said, now when Daniel knew the writing was signed and went into his house, and the windows being opened in the chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled up on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. These men assembled found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Daniel was a man that stayed strong in the Lord. He stayed praying no matter what happened. Daniel remained faithful to pray and seek the Lord. We should do the same. And then you see in verses 12 through 17, they cast out Daniel into the den of lions in these verses. They came and they got him, and they brought him together, and they cast him, my friends, and cast him into the den of lions. Not only that, you found that as we read that in verses 12 through 17, it said they came together, and in verse 16 it said the king commanded that they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. They came together to throw him into the king, into the den of lions, and my friends. And then not only that, number 7, he had a miraculous presentation of deliverance out of it. In verses 18 through 23, it said, then king went to his palace, and he passed the night fasting. Neither were there instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning, and went in haste into the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said, Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thy service continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. He said, my God has sent his angels and has shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before the innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I've done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that he should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Daniel was delivered. They cast him into the lion's den. In number 7, we see the miraculous deliverance of the Lord when he was cast in there. My friends, listen to me. Then what happened next? Because Daniel remained faithful, because Daniel's God delivered him. Look at at verse 24, it said that casting of the accusers went into the den. He said in verse 24, and the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, and them and their children and their wives, and the lions had mastery of them, and they break all their bones into pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. My friends, when you turn your accusers over to the Lord, just as God delivered Daniel, he'll deliver you out from the hands of your enemies. Just as God fought the battle for Daniel, and the enemies were cast into the lion's den, and the mouths of the lions wasn't shut up then. They had their way with the people that were cast in there. They destroyed them. God will protect you and me in that same way. In Deuteronomy 20 verse 4, he says, "For the Lord your God, it is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." It's the Lord that will go before you. It's the Lord that will fight against your enemies to save you. If you remain faithful and true to the Lord, he will deliver you. He will save you, my friends. He will protect you. Then we see in the last thing, the decree which Darius made up, this accusation in number 8, and it was in honor of God, of Daniel, and the prosperity of Daniel afterwards. Look at the verse 25 and following. It says this. It says, "Then King Darius wrote unto all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied unto you." He said, "I make a decree that every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and the dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivered and rescued, and his work signs, he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius. My friends, listen to me. That same God, Daniel, y'all can come back. That same God that Daniel served is the same God that we serve today. This same God, my friends, that delivered Daniel out of the hands of the enemies, it's the same God that can deliver you and me today. This same God, my friends, that took those that were opposed against Daniel, that took those that sought occasion against him, that took those that sought to find fault in Daniel, when they turned him over to the Lord, God delivered Daniel. He took those enemies and he cast the enemies into the lion's dens. And my friends, his accusers and those that came against him was the ones that were slaughtered, my friend. And the same thing the Lord would do for you and me. The same thing he would do for us. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He wants to deliver you this morning, no matter what you face, no matter what you're going through, no matter what troubles come your way. Jesus wants to deliver you today. Amen. Maybe you're here and you've never been saved. He wants to deliver you today. My friend, from the destiny and the road that you're headed on, it's for hell. My friend, but Jesus didn't intend for you to go there. He created heaven for you and me. Oh, listen to me. He wants to deliver you today. Will you give it to him? He tells us in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved." Oh, he wants to save you today. If you never gave your heart and life to him, what are you waiting on? Won't you give it to him today? Maybe you're here and you're looking for a church home. You're not going to find a better one. And it's not because I'm here, but it's because of all these people that are here that make the church as great as what it is. You won't find a better one. Oh, listen to me. They would love to be your church home. I would love to be your pastor. Oh, you come. Maybe you need to gather at this altar and pray about something. Maybe you're experiencing a lion's den. I don't know what you're experiencing, but I know who can deliver you from it. His name is Jesus. He's the one that delivered Daniel, and he can deliver you too. Oh, listen, I don't know what you're going through today, but I know Jesus wants you to give it to him. I know he wants you to turn it over to him. Will you do that today? Will you stand with me as we begin to sing and the music begins to play? You come as God leads and lays upon your heart this morning. You come and do business with the Lord today.